Adrienne Price, Catholic Audiobooks.
It is true, you cannot enter all the mansions by your own power, however great it may appear to you, unless the lord of the castle himself admits you. So, if you meet with any resistance, I advise you not to make any effort to get in. For if you do, you will displease him so much that he will never admit you.
In the afternoon, I say the rosary here with my community. But really, I am saying it with another group of people, the great crowds in the Cova d'Iria. There, solitary, in the midst of the pilgrims, I recall the first apparition. I see myself as a child again, with Francisco and Jacinta. Once more I am walking upon the soil of the mountains, and I'm seeing the young green oak trees which have not grown since I left them. Those heavenly rays streaming earthwards in a blaze of glory, they were not just a whim of the artist who had designed the medal. No, indeed, they had a real and important meaning. Ask, ask, the priest urged his listeners, young and old. There's nothing that the Blessed Virgin can't obtain for you if you have trust and confidence. Then, as an afterthought, but don't forget the most important thing of all, the grace to love God as she loved him when she lived on earth. Rocco found all things new exciting, and so made friends with the local Aborigines, and they taught him how to speak English. Uncle Rocco often took Rosinella to meet the Aboriginal women at the watering holes. They swam, laughed, and wore no clothing. Rosinella, who could not swim, would sit on the bank and watch them swim and splash about in the water. She thought they were different from anything she had ever seen. They waved to her, and she mimicked their laugh and happily waved back to them.